Jerry D'Souza, wearing a broad smile and a pen behind his ear, fills shiny silver shelves with beers from South African microbreweries. The owner of a liquor store in Johannesburg unpacks bright gold blonde ale with subtle aromas and slight fruitiness. He sorts through German-style wheat beer, hazy and straw-colored, boasting flavors of banana, cloves, and freshly baked bread. D'Souza has been trying to sell craft beers for 20 years, but only recently did the sales of the specialty products shoot through the roof, as he puts it.
No, it's huge. It's probably a 120% increase, probably in the last year. Never mind, from 5 years ago, probably about 500%.
Just a few years ago, there were a handful of small independent breweries in South Africa. Now, artisanal beer brewer Moritz Kalmeier says there are more than 70.
It was like overnight, it's taken off like a snowstorm the last, I would say, 2 years.
Brewer André de Beer, famous as the man with the most appropriate name in the country's craft beer sector, says South Africa is riding the cusp of a beer revolution.
We're living in very exciting times. The variety of beer that has become available is amazing, and it's such good news.
Rugged rocky mountains sprouting dry bush surround a farm in South Africa's northwest province. Under a fiery sun, Dirk van Tonder rolls metal beer kegs down a stony footpath to his bar. Trailblazer microbrewers like van Tonder, accustomed to struggling to keep their businesses and passions afloat, are surprised at the sudden demand for craft beer.
Yeah, I think it's very, very exciting. We're standing at the threshold here of the whole industry opening up.
Pubs and restaurants selling specialty beer are opening up all over. Craft beer festivals are everywhere. Winemakers are abandoning their vines to make beer. Brewing clubs are in all major cities. Newspapers are filled with articles on beer, breweries, and brewers. Lucy Korn is the author of South Africa's Bible of craft beer, African Brew. For her, it's all a bit overwhelming.
I get fed up of hearing the phrase craft beer, to be honest. It's just everywhere all the time.
Inside the Black Horse Brewery in the Magaliesberg region in Gauteng province, Nushka Buerta pours water into a big copper vat and stirs the mixture with a giant wooden paddle.
In the mashing process, this is basically a big pot with a spoon in it, and you put your water in and your barley. This stirs and it extracts all the sugars and starches out of the barley into the water.
Buerta says South Africans want craft beer because it's more flavorful, using natural ingredients discovered by the first brewers in Europe many centuries ago.
It's not syrups and corn and rice and all kinds of funny stuff that we brew with. We try and brew with the most purest products we can get.
Microbrewers like De Beer see themselves as beer artists, always willing to experiment, even at the risk of failure, in their pursuit of perfect beer.
Craft beer is made by somebody that's got a passion for it, and that passion will show in the end product. Commercial beer, unfortunately, quite too often is brewed by accountants.
A crowd of men and women throng the Stanley Beer Yard in Johannesburg. Its decor is eclectic, including the heads of dead buffalo and antelope on the walls, religious effigies, and cattle whips. Here, Yuri Blomiris keeps his customers doused with exclusive brews and depressing country music to make them drink even more, he says.
That's the idea, you know. There's a subconscious thing to that. You listen to that woeful country music, yes. You think, just get me another beer, man.
Blomiris says he's built his business around craft beer because it's special.
The way it's brewed and the way it's nurtured, you can taste it. That's not as gassy, that actually has distinctive flavors.
But amid all the hype, Kalmeier says the blossoming industry should remember the times when microbrewers battled to survive in South Africa. He opened Drayman's Brewery in Pretoria more than 15 years ago.
For me, that was extremely painful survival period of my life. I had very little money to start the brewery, so I started the brewery from scratch with nothing.
And Kalmayr almost ended up with nothing, because relatively few people wanted to drink his English ales. He says up until recently, he was still praying that South Africans would wake up and smell the beer, in his words, and realize that there was far more to beer than bland, fizzy, mass-produced lagers. Now that this is happening, Kalmayr says he can't quite believe it, and that he now makes more money at one weekend festival than he used to make in a year. 200 people gather in a hall in a brewery on the outskirts of Johannesburg. There's a man dressed like Elvis in a white jumpsuit, face caked with smeared makeup, celebrating his bachelor party. There's also a groom in a tuxedo en route to his wedding. They're all here to listen to a brewer talk about craft beer.
Right, ladies, gentlemen, good morning, welcome to Gilroy's.
Steve Gilroy opened his microbrewery 13 years ago. His bittersweet ales now make it one of the most successful in South Africa. But, like Kalmayr, Gilroy remembers the tough early years of almost begging people to drink his products.
I did the first 8 years. Every Saturday and Sunday, and Friday sometimes, I was in bottle stores saying, "Sir, would you like to try my beer?"
These days, Gilroy regularly puts up a full house sign outside his brew house.
What day is it today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
We are already fully booked for Saturday. We're fully booked for Sunday. We've got no space. We get packed every weekend. It's insane.
Across South Africa, in places like Gilroy's and the Stanley Beer Yard, the craft beer insanity shows no sign of fading anytime soon. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.